Yo.
Yo, it's your boy Shane Sparks. We are in the process of getting things together right now. So, this is what you do.
So, hold tight if you might do what you like.
Are we good?
Okay.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Shane Sparks. Right now, I'm just recovering from last night. Last night was probably one of the most fun nights I had in like one day, I'm playing, and then a few years. It was like crazy. So I'm going to share a little bit with y'all as we get everything.
Is it the intro right now?
Okay, cool. All right, that was just like a preparation. But we're about to do it for real right now. Get it. Shane Sparks playing a dance. Another beautiful day in Los Angeles, California. It's about 90 degrees already. I don't think it's that hot, but it's hot as hell out here. Yo, I just want to let everybody know that the Easy Way lunch was ridiculous last night. We had a million people come in, people that I didn't even know existed. I'm just going to run down a few names and a few credits just so y'all can know that this is the real deal. Check it out. We had Easy's Angels. If you don't know who Easy's Angels are, y'all really, really need to catch up. They came in last night dressed with the Easy Way shirts on, looking up sexy and cute, taking pictures and interviews. And it's the first time I ever wanted to be Easy. I know you're listening, hey. But I was tripping. I was like, whoa, this is crazy. But the red carpet was off the hook. The place was packed. I mean, we had people here from, I think her name was Palma Hopkins from Family Matters. Some of these people I'm just now getting to know. I know their faces, but I don't know them personally, but I'm getting to know them. We had Brian Hooks. We had Academy Award winners there. We had TMZ was in the building. They didn't talk to me, though. I think they're scared of me. No, I'm playing. We had the Ochoa Boys doing their thing. Big things come with the Ochoa Boys, with the Glacier's Water. I hope y'all ready for that. We had the Dolls in here singing a cappella. Everybody on the red carpet made them sing and do their thing, so that was dope for them because they – I don't know if y'all know about the Dolls, but it's a group that I've been developing. It used to be five, and it was three, now it's only two. But now it's like ridiculous, a ridiculous duo. So, and Aaron Ray was here last week, X Factor, couldn't make it last night. I was so sad he couldn't make it because it was a perfect night for him to be, you know, to be in the spotlight. I want to let y'all know that. That's my boy, and he's about to do some terrific things. And who else do we have? We had some of the Power Rangers here. We had Walter. Y'all remember Walter? I'm not sure what color Power Ranger he was, but he was there, definitely. And that boy could salsa his butt off. If y'all ain't never seen him do a salsa, he's dope. And we had the Blue Power Ranger. We had Sam Starplum. He came in here and just Sam came in here, and he came in here like, I can take five pictures, and then I'm out of here. I was like, now, if that ain't some star-ish, I don't know what is. He was like, come on, y'all, take the pictures. I got to go. I was like, dang, I want to be at that level one day. But it was dope, though. But Sam came in, did his thing, and got some big things going on. So very proud of my boy. We took some pictures and got to, you know, talk a little bit. It's crazy because me and Sam go back so far. I was in his – I don't know if it was his first movie, but it was the first movie I'd ever done. But we was both broken as a joke, so green to this industry, trying to get our name and try to get, you know, in this crazy industry. And now it's amazing what we both accomplished, you know, from him going from that to being a model, being on a TV personality, having his own clothing line, and just crazy, man. So dope. We had the girl Alizé in the building, and just so you know, we got Alizé in the building right now. Alizé, she's all the way out this month from Texas. What part of Texas are you from?
H-Town.
Get it, pretty baby. Yeah, and we got this show that my boy Bobby Jones, he was telling me about. And it's crazy because it's one of those things that lets you know that everybody has their price. Everybody in the world has their price. I don't care what they are, who they are, what they do, how sedated they are, how they was raised, what kind of car, what color. They got their price. I don't care. If you ask them to do something for $100, they'll probably slap you like, I would never do that. $1 million.
Okay.
I don't care who it is. They will break it down. So,
Kira.
Okay, we got Kira in the building. But I'm just now meeting Kira for the first time today. So beautiful Asian. What's your nationality?
I'm Filipina.
Filipina. Yeah, it's a lot going on with the Filipino world. I'm telling you, as far as the dance world, I'm gonna get to that later on. So you, hopefully, you might be a part of something else.
Never mind.
But what I want you to do is, I'm gonna get back to you about the show in a second. I just want to knock this all out. But I'm happy that y'all are here. Two beautiful women in the building. Representing, and I love it. So we had Eye Candy models in the building. When I say the place was on fire last night from a female point of view, it was crazy. Okay, Thelma Hopkins is the name. I think I said her name wrong, but Thelma Hopkins, I just want y'all to know that I had to correct that. She plays Aunt Rachel on Family Matters with Steve Urkel. Steve Urkel, that's my boy. He's got another show out, too. But I want to get him in here. He's a really, 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 really dope kid, but really, really dope talent that, you know, that I wish it was, you know, in the mainstream again with a TV show, his own TV show. Not the black, pitch black or whatever, blacked out. I'm talking about him acting because he's dope. Yeah, so yeah. And Fan TV was in the building last night, Fan TV. If y'all don't know, Fan TV is involved with me and Easy doing the dopest dance show you're going to ever see in your life. Picture Entourage, and I know I mentioned this before, but I'm keep throwing it out there because when it hit, y'all are like, oh, I heard about that. Entourage meets the dance world, meets dance video visually, and sexy choreography, dance studio, the dance world energy, swag, just so much. And then it's funny on top of that. And it's going to be like a comedy slash reality slash scripted type thing. And it's crazy because I know a lot about the dance world and nobody will ever know. I've been with so many different people as far as, like, working with them. I've seen so many things. I've heard so many stories. And I'm going to put some of those stories on blast because that's what I do. So, yeah, so I just want to let y'all know that. So if y'all listening today, y'all call in today and say what's up to me and my beautiful girls. And can I get that number really quick?
323-965-965.
1600. I know that number, but right now I'm in the middle of something else. But I need y'all to call in. If y'all got any questions, let me know. If y'all weren't at the launch last night, y'all really missed out, and I just want to let y'all know that this thing is crazy. Wire Image was there, Fan TV was there, The Five Magazine, we had Associated Press, we had Havana Watches, Crystal Glazer. It was crazy, so it's not like I know what I'm talking about. I got all this written down. But I had to get out there. You know, it's a lot to remember. So before we go on, I think I need to go to a commercial break, so I just want to let y'all know that Shane Sparks Planet Dance is definitely in the building, and I'll be back in 5 8 counts.
Ooh, I'm going to use that. I'm going to be back in 5 8 counts.
Do you have any videos on anything that you need to pull up at any point?
Did you get any of her videos?
No, I didn't get anything.
You got to be kidding me. Wow. I sent it to Monica. I thought I sent it to both of
you. Got an email, but it didn't have videos, didn't have anything.
Can I just email
to you
real quick?
Yeah.
What do you need? I got it on text.
Can you just pull it up? Is it on YouTube?
Yeah.
Just tell me what to pull up. I'll pull it up.
I got it on YouTube. Have a day.
Let's say it's whatever you need.
ALAZAE.
Okay.
Just click it up.
What's that?
Second one,
number 6.
Mm-hmm. And then if you go down again. Oh, shit. Oh.
Okay.
Go down again, and you're going to see the behind the scenes
code
red.
Okay.
Keep going.
Oh, see
it up here.
Yeah.
You
didn't get any of Bobby's stuff either?
I got it all. I sent it all in, but the thing is, if they don't receive anything, I don't know it because I'll just send it, you know. I made sure I sent everything.
And then this link's not working. I got people saying it's not working.
What's not working?
RMC on air and EasyWay.
No, I did it in this computer. RMCOnAir.com. And then at the top, there's a thing that says live on air. Just click on that.
Okay.
Do you know the link to go to?
For
yourself, yeah.
OMGviralvideo.com.
Okay, so we'll just tell him to do that one.
Yeah. You ready to come back?
Yes. Yo, what's up? It's your boy Planet Dance. Your boy Shane Sparks from Planet Dance. Funny. All right, just want to let y'all know that we are back on air. And, yeah, so before we go any further, I want to introduce y'all to my girl, Alizé. Check this out. We're going to play a little video for y'all. Just so y'all can kind of get a taste of what I ran into and what inspired, what basically touched me enough to make me feel like she was going to be the next. So check it out. If y'all feel the same, let me know. My name is Alizé, straight from
H2.
And she's in L.A. right now, y'all, doing her thing. And we about to pull up her video. And if that video don't play, let's get it. Yeah, check it out, Alizé. Let me know what y'all think. If y'all got any questions, let me know. If y'all loving her, let me know.
Is the mic on? Is the mic on?
Yeah.
Let me talk.
I think Bobby has his specific video.
No, but more impact.
Okay. What is the bottom of that?
So where'd you shoot this at? Where'd you shoot this at, Alizé, this video?
In Houston.
In Houston? And who produced it?
It was Number 6 Productions, and he's a Lil Flip's label.
Track is high.
That one was huge.
Okay, the first thing people are going to ask me... The first thing people are going to ask me is... It's for you to do something live. So I need to let you. My thing is this. If you dope, you dope. People respect you when they hear and they see what's going on with you. So before we even start talking, I want them to know, I want them to hear you first. So then when they listen to you, they're like, man, that's a bad girl right now. Okay?
Right.
So check it out. We're going to cut this video. Y'all see the video? Y'all hear it going? She's about to go live right now. And then y'all let me know.
Listen. We've all heard Alizé's a great talent. You know, she's bubbly. She's very energetic, but I don't want y'all to get a wrong impression that she's just one-sided. Like, we've been in L.A., and it hasn't been what we thought it was going to be. It is all positive. So she wrote some things down that she was actually feeling, and I think y'all really need to hear this just so y'all can hear exactly what Alizé has to offer, because this is what's real and not what's commercial.
Okay, let me say something real quick, too. And I haven't heard what she's going to say, but this is going to go out to anybody that's trying to make it in the industry. And if you're dealing with some drama or you're feeling a certain way, hopefully this right here will kind of enlighten you and kind of prepare you for what to look out for, whether it's good or bad. You know what I mean? So this is like real experience right now. So get it.
All right. I just want to be overseas every week. I just want to party like we're 983. I just want to be that sexy chick, give respect with my check, and my fans screaming out what's next. I can never be that chick on the street. I can never be your last call for the week. I can never be that angry one with a gun shooting up everybody and their mama while they run. I can guarantee you never seen with my mate. I'm a cocky shit and say a lazy E. I can figure that ecstasy. I don't play fair on strong list E. We can get it popping because I'm rocking like a day. Put my DJ on the 1, 2, 3. My team turned up in every city. Like, we can't sleep, we run straight.
Hey.
Run straight.
Hey, get it. That's
look,
live right
I
now.
I just want to be on my job
play. Hey.
I just want to play when I'm working all day. I just want to be able to stay down and make my own lane and my people stay down on the way. I can never be the messy chick fucking up. I can never flip a coin just for the luck. I can never be that thirsty chick riding dick, think she's slick, cause the guy cops flipping all the shit. I can guarantee the game changer, I'm the king. I'll repeat the Michael True Legends on the thing. His studio, I'm like, let's dream. I'ma take it from you like your house on me. Not psychedelic, cause all I see is green. I'll be that example, things ain't always what it seems. This is my life, I'ma live it to the sea. I just want to be a real bitch like me.
Hey. Are we allowed to cuss on here? This is totally unexpected. It's all good.
I just,
hey.
You know, thought y'all wanted something a little less commercial.
Right.
Strange.
Right, no, I feel you. So what I want to know is I want you to explain where that comes from.
Well, we've been out here for a week. This is the second trip that we came out here. And just being from Houston, things are just a lot different.
Right.
So, yes, there has been a lot of positive things, and mainly thanks to you keeping it real, Shane. So definitely want to thank you on that. But, I mean, just, you know, it's just different. Like, it's a culture shock. It's nothing like you would imagine it to be anywhere else in America. It really
right.
is its own world, and things are not always what they seem. And, you know, it's just been crazy. So it's just been a learning experience, and I'm learning quick.
And I'm glad, you know, sometimes people, they feel sorry for you when you go through drama. They're just like, oh, my God, I can't believe my daughter or my friend or my girlfriend or my son. You have to go through that.
Right.
You 100% have to go through that, and I love the struggle. I love watching people struggle because it's easy to be happy and making money and on tour, and that's the easy part. Five-year-old can do that. But it's when you go through that struggle, you overcome that struggle,
mm-hmm.
and then you have the success because then you appreciate what's going on.
Right.
So you have to go through it, and I love it. When it breaks you, then, you know, you kind of, it's different. But the strong survive.
Yeah.
And those are the only people that are still living out here in L.A. You know, there's a lot of people that came out here and went back home, and I'm a witness to that every single day. But then you got those ones you run into, and you're just like, what's up? I've seen all the work you've been doing. I remember when you had nowhere to live. I remember when you didn't have no job, no money. You was auditioning, and you was living check to check. And, you know, I remember all that. Now look at you, and I've seen that a million times. Only the strong survive. So.
Right.
The more you struggle, this is how I feel.
And that's also, like, how I feel about the things that I went through in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
They prepared me for this.
Right, exactly.
Because I did go through a lot, you know, just during my whole entire career in
mm-hmm.
Houston. And I've seen a lot and been through a lot. And then, you know, I just feel like it all prepared me for this. Because coming into L.A. and Hollywood just with a different mentality, you know.
100%.
So.
This person told me a long time ago, the more you struggle, the better you write.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like I heard that years ago, but I wasn't a writer then. I was just mainly doing dance stuff. And somebody said that to me. You know, they said the more you struggle, the better actor you become. The more you struggle, the better artist you become.
Right.
All this stuff, you know. And when you start growing up and realizing what life is about, it's all about your trials and tribulations. That's who make you. That's why when I speak, people say, you speak with so much conviction because I speak from the truth and from what I feel and what I know. I'm not telling you something somebody told me.
Right.
This is what I know. This is what I've been through. So I can only speak the truth when I speak. So I love it. And when it's time for you to talk and it's time for you to do your thing, people go listen.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, I don't want you to struggle because I care about you as a friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I care about your struggle and what you're trying to do. But yet, you still got to go through that because when it's time for you to stand on top of the world and talk to these people,
right. They're
going to feel you and understand you. And you're going to talk from conviction. You're not going to just be saying what they want to hear. That's the difference. So,
yeah.
Okay, preach it like that. All right, on a lighter note, okay, what would you do for $10? What would you do for $100? What would you do for $1 million? Would you get a booger? Okay. Everybody has their price. All right, before we go into that, somebody's calling in. Let me see what they're talking about. Yo, what's up? It's your boy Shane Sparks on Planet Dance. What's up? What up, sir? This is Shane. What's on your mind? Okay, you calling in? What's on your mind? Eric, say, call in. tell me what's going on. Do you have anything that's going to be related to what's going on musically with what Alizé was talking about or just in general? Oh, really? No, he's not. Okay. Okay. So, what do you want to talk about? Then tell me what's going on. So, because right now I'm really confused. Oh, God. Okay, so basically you're just basically reaching out to get funding. Right. Well, you know what? This is what I'm going to do because I don't know too much about that topic. I will relay this message to Eric to make sure that he follows up on it and get you the information that you need and get your what you want, get your word out. You know what I mean? So I will make sure that I let him know that. And when I get off this call, and hopefully you could call back in and talk to him directly, because I'm not sure if he's coming into the station today.
I got to call in now, you know, the James Park show, because you wanted me to, you know, meet you abroad. Also, you know, I'm a dancer and a hip hop artist and, you know, magician and just all around, you know, Renaissance man, but this illness is really, you know, taken over my life and really crippled me. And,
wow. Well, this is what I want to do. Let's talk, me, you, and Eric, and we're going to set something up because I want you to come in and talk about this because this is bigger than, you know, this is bigger than anything I've probably ever talked about on my show. But I don't want to talk to you for 5 minutes. You know, I want to talk to you here so you can really express what you want to say and get the help that you need, and hopefully I can be a part of you getting that help, okay? Yep. Okay, well, maybe you can bring your mom into the station, too, okay? That'd be dope. All right, man, it's good to meet you, and good luck with everything, okay? Okay. Okay. Wow, okay. All right, we're looking it up right now. Okay, all right, we'll definitely follow up on that, okay? Yeah, talk to you later. All right, bye-bye. Yo, we back, Planet Dance. Wasn't ready for that, but very interesting, man, because I just, oh, my God, I wish I could remember, but there's a choreographer who just passed away the other night. I don't know if he passed away in his sleep or not because I haven't gotten too much information on it, but they said he was really dope, and I knew who he was by face but not really personally. But they said he was in the hospital for a couple of days or a couple of weeks maybe, and nobody really knew what was going on, and then he just passed away. So when I get more information on that, I will talk about that. But it's crazy, man, what happens to a human being, and just out of the blue, you know what I mean? One day we sit here talking like, oh, I want to be a this, and I want to do that, and I want to do this. And then next you know, you're in the hospital. You're like, it's crazy, man. Live your life. Live it up. So on a lighter note, what would you do for $10? I'm playing. So what I want you to do is I want you to tell me what inspired your show and what you see in the future for it.
Well, OMG.
Say your name too.
Oh, my name is Kira Lynn, and I'm one of the co-hosts for OMG Viral Video. In a way, it's kind of like a social experiment because really everybody does have to try. Whether, you know, a prime example is we probably could get you to eat a piece of bull testicle for $1 million.
No. No.
No,
I'm gonna say no as much as I can because it's not here. Shut up. Bull balls.
People in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
It don't matter. If you could kill
all the okay, you say people in Texas. He said we. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So it's, the basis of this show is really, so it's a game show and a viral video show all put together. So we pull some of the craziest stuff that you'll find on the internet, showcase that on the show, and we have two teams. I'm one of the co-hosts. We've got Jules, who's the other, and literally it's a competition between two hosts, not only to find contestants that would be willing to do this, but as hosts, we're each given about $500.
Right.
Whichever host has the most money by the end of the game,
mm-hmm.
just the bragging rights.
Right. You have to keep the money?
Bobby, are you listening? Keep the money?
Okay.
I should hope so.
Okay.
We try to get our contestants to do some crazy stuff
for the least amount of money.
Amount of money.
Right.
So the other day I got a guy to attempt to drink a raw egg for $10.
Okay.
He did not do it, but
wait, hold up. So why didn't you offer him 20?
Well, first it was actually I offered him $1 first.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
I went up to 5. I got it to 10, and 10 we really try to do this in high traffic areas. So
right.
At the time we were at Hollywood and Highlands.
Right.
So you start to gain a crowd. So then it's like you got people who are walking up on the street that are basically saying, you can do it, oh, $10. Like,
right, right, right.
Getting the contestants on.
Right.
So, you know, that kind of gets them hyped up. So I got him to do it for $10. He attempted it once and spit it out.
Ah.
At that point,
I probably did the same thing.
I'll give you 15 if you try it again.
Mm-hmm.
Still couldn't do it. So it's pretty funny. And in doing the show, I basically found that I like to see if I can one-up some of the contestants. So each time we've done it, I've attempted to do the stunt myself just for bragging rights.
Right. Yeah.
I'm a little bit off kilter.
I think you
can
feel a little better.
Oh, I know. Well, it's either better or worse.
Or
because
worse, yeah.
I did drink the raw egg right after.
Okay.
And I got nothing.
You're nasty. I'm playing.
Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, there it is. I'll tell you. Rocky saved the world like in the 70s. I want to say something to you. Somebody just hit me up. If you can see that up there, somebody just like said, made a comment and said, first of all, you're very beautiful. They would like to, you know, get to know you. But there's a company called Fan TV. Basically, they have the opportunity to take shows like yours and put it on the air and do something. So he just told me, he said, he wants to know if you're interested in maybe sitting down and having a meeting to talk to him about doing something with your show for real, for real.
Oh, I'd love
okay?
it.
Okay, yeah, so that's
Bobby,
what's up.
Are you listening?
His name is Dean, and they have the show, basically it's Fan TV, and they basically do a lot of stuff. And we're
awesome.
Doing a partnership right now. We're working on the show I was talking about earlier, Real Dances of North Hollywood. And it's going to be really sick. So what you're doing right now is something that I would watch it. You know what I mean? I would definitely watch it. I want to go out on the road with you. And I want
yeah,
to convince people to do stuff. Like,
well, get this. The guy that didn't drink the egg, he tried to get me. He tried to one-up me again. He
uh-huh.
basically challenged me separately. Basically told me, we both took bananas. And he
mm-hmm.
said, whoever could finish it first has to eat a cockroach on the next show.
That's where the line
that's
stops.
Well,
yeah.
started. So, I mean, what he was, we did it. He
right.
wasn't anticipating that I was actually going to eat the peel along with the banana. He is basically sat there and wasted his time by, you know,
right,
doing.
Right.
I just full on just.
Look at you. What are you? Who are you? Look at you. How pretty and something. Hey, look at her. You're raw.
yeah, that would be so much fun.
Well, what's dope is it's Filipino driven. And he's watching you now. It's like she could definitely be a part of what we got going on. So
awesome.
Do me a favor. Would you put your, would you say your email or, not your email, but Twitter,
my personal website
Instagram.
Is
yeah.
www.kiralynn.com. Here is spelled KIYRALYNN.com. Our website, though, is OMG Viral Video, exactly the way that it's spelled,
right.
.com. So
okay.
you guys can check out the videos there.
Dean, I hope you got that. Because, yeah, tell you, man, with some production behind this, and instead of giving y'all $500, we're giving y'all like $1,000. So you're getting people to do stuff for $100 instead of $10. So now you got people that are like, oh, God, I could pay my car note right now.
Yeah.
I'm part of it. You know what I mean? So that's crazy. That's one of those shows that will never stop.
We can get some I like to call it the this day and age, America's Funniest Home Videos, but a little twisted. And
yes, no, definitely. You got to take it to the next level.
Oh,
we're kind of
sure.
tired of the typical and, you know, stuff we've already seen. So that's all good. So so this is what I got $40 in my pocket right now.
All right.
I'm balling today. Balling. This right here is our man.
Okay.
Kiss him for $40. Look at Roy. Roy's like, oh,
what have you? What have you done?
No,
one thing I always say is I'll always make my mama proud. There's nothing there that I would ever do that would make my mama proud.
Whatever. You ate a dog. You don't eat a cockroach. You eat a
hey,
a
you
bird
know,
ball.
Heard
a bullet.
Bullet.
Okay.
What it is a fermented duck embryo.
Oh my God.
Yes. And so pretty much you crack this egg open and it's literally
a duck in here.
A duck.
Oh no.
Bone, beak, and feathers.
And you eat it.
And you eat it.
What's wrong with the world?
Oh, well, you know.
Dude.
Testicles, duck embryos, beetles, you know.
That's crazy.
Bobby
man.
Actually tried to get somebody to drink lamb sperm. So,
oh,
you know.
My God.
Yeah, that was just me know.
I mean, like, how do you get lamb sperm?
I
Bobby
we'll
question.
Have to ask, yeah. Bobby knows people.
All of a sudden, our show goes to a video, and Bobby's like, so crazy. Yo, this is Shade. We talking about some crazy stuff on this show, and that's what makes this so beautiful because you just never know who's going to be on my show, what we're going to talk about. I know it's about the dreamers and it's about dance, but there's a lot more going on in this world than we know. So I want to take this time out to go to a commercial break, if that's okay. And we'll be right back with Alizé and Chris. I keep forgetting how to say her name. Chris.
Kira, like Shira.
Kira. Kira like Shira with Oh My God.
Viral video.
Viral video.
OMG.
We coming to y'all. All right. We'll be back. Peace.
A body wash. What's more?
So he said play. Eric's texting me. He said play the viral video. Do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah. What's the one that y'all have online?
Whatever show.
www.omgviralvideo. I have an email basically that has all of the videos anyone. That has all the.
So can you go to the Oh My God viral?
OMGviralvideo.com.
OMGviralvideo.com.
Fine watchers.
And then he has. Yeah, it's your boy Shane Sparks, and I think we are back. Oh, God, I'm still recovering from last night. If y'all wasn't there, it was a beautiful launch party for Easy Way TV, radio, broadcasting. Man, RMC was off the hook. Everybody was in the building, and when I first became a part of this, I'm just going to give a little bit of information right now. When I first became a part of it, I didn't really know what to expect, you know, because I've been offered so many different things and people make you so many promises. But this is definitely one situation that actually, like, it came through, and it came through in a big way. So I just want to say that I'm very proud to be a part of it, and I can't wait to see the future because it looks very promising. Phone call after phone call, been coming in all morning long. We've been having meetings all morning long. It started at like 9. Me and Easy been on the phone with different people all day talking about things for the future. So,
I don't mean to cut you off.
But you did. No.
I just wanted to say something because you were talking about last night. But mm-hmm. I wanted to give a shout out to Derek J. Designs and thank him for he gave me a piece and chain.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he gave me one of his custom pieces.
Right.
So it was nice, and I rocked for the rest of the night. So I just want to give him a shout-out. You know, y'all go check him out. Derek, it's Derrich.
Okay.
I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but Derek J.
Right.
Or Derek J.
Okay.
And I also want to give a shout-out to EZ.
Yeah, get it.
EZ
TV. Get it. No, that's dope. Did I see that piece last night?
Yeah.
Did you show it to me? Okay,
yeah.
I think you showed it to me like later on in the night.
Yeah.
In the gift bag.
It was like a huge.
Yeah.
Brought designs and everything.
Right. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, I remember you came up and showed it to me. How did you feel about the performers last night? There was like a few people performing. There was a group that performed. Mm-hmm. Oh God, they're gonna kill me if I remember the name. Something Nation. They came on my show. Yeah, I'll come back to that. Rhythm. Okay. But yeah, they performed last night. They was mad at me because they was like, we shout you out. We tell me to come to the stage, Shane, and we're singing this song just for you because you loved it when we told you about it and you didn't come up. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't even see it. But I just want to give a shout out to those girls. They know who I'm talking about. They're very beautiful, very talented. Yeah.
Any of the performances last night?
Yeah, exactly. It was some great performance last night. Easy was up there rapping and singing. He got everybody on stage last night. It was crazy. This place is off the hook last night. Like, I can't wait to do something else like that in the future. Yeah, it was definitely popping. So back to what I do for Conduct Bar and offer $10. do we have that video up now? Is there something?
We've got a backyard fist popping explosion.
Okay. I want to show people
that we do preview on our show. So
okay.
It's forewarn you guys, if you have a weak stomach, don't watch. I can't get my own family to watch my own.
Really?
Family. Yeah. I mean, I have a really weird fascination for this kind of stuff.
For bull balls?
$50.
Would you lick a busted zit? If
not
somebody busts it.
Not for $50, then it would have to be somebody that I know.
Oh, my
no.
God.
And
$1,000. A black dude walked up to you.
And it would have
big
to be
old,
somebody that
big
I
old,
know.
Okay.
Everybody has a price, but I...
$5,000. Black dude walked up to you. Big old shit. He just puss it out, coming out, lick it. 5 G's. No! Look at that face.
Depending on how good looking you are.
Okay. He looked like Shamar Moore.
Ooh.
She's like, I did it for free.
Yeah,
exactly. All right, let's get into this video. Let's see. Oh my God, viral. OMG, viral. Let's get it. Oh God, see, that makes me want to watch it already.
Oh, for sure.
explicit graphic content. Oh, warning.
You want the mic on?
Okay. So who is this?
Do you guys have, are you guys running sound on this?
Yes.
No? Okay, so with these guys, pretty much this guy has a huge cyst on the back, and they're in the backyard.
Oh, my God.
And literally, he is having a family member puncture it, and literally, that is a cyst.
Oh, my God.
This is basically
nasty.
On the back side of it. Yes. And the funny part about it is, and it's a pretty long video, but what you listen to is the camera guy literally retching in the background and at one point runs away and basically vomits.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it's pretty disgusting. But of course, I just sat there in weird.
That is nasty.
Yes. I'm the daughter. My mom is a retired physician, so I used to go with her into her her medical office. No, that's not me. This is actually a video that's posted on YouTube, and these are the types of videos that we do feature online. So we know what our demographic is.
You like this kind of stuff?
I have to say, I have a very weird fascination with it. It's like a train wreck. You can't stop.
First of all, how much money was involved in this?
This
for free.
This is all for free. This is just for
promotion.
This family literally just posted this video online. As we're playing the game out on the street with our street team, the viewers at home will get to watch some of these crazy. And then they actually,
Goat sperm.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go. The best part, and for me, whenever I hear and I'm watching these videos, is can you guys get a whiff of that smell? And
you can smell it.
That's basically what they're saying. I'm like,
oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you see how nasty and gnarly and ginormous that is?
Oh my god, that's so nasty. Shut up. Okay, I'm good. I'm good. Do we have any funny ones?
We have a couple of funny ones. Well, did you guys see that big Jimmy Kimmel twerk video? We actually ended up promoing that on our website, and we got over 300,000 hits.
Really?
And then, of course, it came out that was probably one of the funniest ones. But these are pretty grotesque. There was a guy, I was just watching one this morning, who literally pulled his eyeball out of his stomach.
Oh, my God.
Another one where some of them are not just disgusting. Some of them are really, whoa. A guy, two trains, they're just standing on a track, and the guy is videotaping a train going this way.
Mm.
And what he doesn't see is there's a train that comes up behind him.
Oh, my God.
Another guy is filming it this way, so they totally catch the guy, literally just.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't get hit, and he walks away.
Right.
Literally, it happens that quick.
Wow.
They have that on online. So we have. It's not only just gross and grotesque videos, which
it's like near death
I like,
stuff.
But a lot of oh my god, OMG, wow.
That's man. See, I mean, I love doing stuff that's kind of funny and daring or whatever, but when it comes to your life, that kind of goes too far. And which he probably didn't know, but I'm just saying you've got to be careful when you do certain things, man, because what can be funny one day could be a tragic.
A video that I actually did see online where it's this mom who is in the, I think they were in London on a train station, and she was with her baby carriage.
Mm-hmm.
All she did was go put her purse or her phone back in her purse.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that the train is coming, so the platform is rumbling. So she had let go of the baby carriage, and the baby carriage rolled onto the track.
Oh, my goodness.
And the train runs over it. What is crazy and amazing and God willing, the baby carriage rolled into a spot that the train did not catch. And literally, they looked down, and the baby was perfectly fine.
Oh, my God.
They have that. It's online.
You have to pull that up while we're talking, because I have to see that, first of all, because that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm confused right now. I have to see that, so let's look for that.
And just real quick, I want to throw this in there. The name of the girl group was Gifted Nation.
Oh, Gifted Nation.
Gifted Nation, yeah. So I had to get them in because they're really talented and a lot of respect for that group. Yes. So, but Matt's crazy. I don't understand. So, Alizé, while we're waiting on this, tell me, what are your plans for the future? Tell me, what makes you different from every other female rapper that's been out there so far?
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't really compare myself to anybody that's out now.
Right.
I would say I have a lot of influences, you know, just from growing up, artists that I listen to, and, you know, from Tupac to MC Light to, I mean, even like